Welcome to Fish Wrap Friday. I'm your host, Richard Penny, along with my trusty sidekick,
Jake Penny.
Jake, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. Much better than I was at about 10 o'clock this morning.
Why would that be, I might ask?
Well, the place that you decided to take us for breakfast after I woke up was playing this music. One might say that it reminded them of 51st Dates.
So you're talking the whole 80s, 90s vibe was not working for you?
I wanted to blow a hole through my head. All right, that's just straight, plain and simple. I couldn't stand the music, neither could Dad. I've never seen him eat faster.
I even ate that fast in boot camp. It was, the food was good, just couldn't take the music, dude.
Food was mediocre.
I mean, look, Celine Dion and Michael Bolton, not that you know who either of those two are.
I know who Celine Dion is.
Okay, well, Michael Bolton, you know.
A little bit.
Captain Jack Sparrow, yeah. Should I Go Lonely Island, right?
Yep, okay.
Right, that help you out?
Yeah.
Right, yes. Here on the Kayak Bass Fishing Podcast, we just plugged Lonely Island. Yeah. That happened. All right, so enough of that crap in our breakfast deal. What went on this last week, bud?
Well, this last weekend, we had the two trail tournaments going on. First, we had New Maloney's, and then we had Chickamauga. So our top five from New Maloney's, we'd go 5-1. So in fifth place, we had Walden. In fourth place, we had Brandon Miller. Third place, Marvin Goda. Second place, Damian Tao. And then first place, Brandon Hernandez. Nice job, you guys. And then for Chick, in fifth place, we had Benjamin Smith. Fourth place, Larry Wood. Third place, Henry Vegian. Second place, Cody Milton. And then first place, Christine Fisher. Nice job to you guys as well. And for Christine, wow. How many times has she won in the
past? Yeah, I'll tell you know, she's on a tear.
Yeah.
And I feel for anybody that gets in her way right now. She's locked and loaded and doing real well. Happy for her. And you know, poor AJ, you know, when your woman's whipping your ass every time you turn around, at some point, I wonder when he's just going to hang it up and just be the tournament director, you know?
Throw the towel.
Yeah. Or maybe he just drives her everywhere.
Or that.
Ooh, that's a good idea, right? AJ can be like her driver.
Like personal Uber.
Yeah. He can like, maybe he should work on, you know what? Maybe like for a gift, we should get him like the house cleaning apron.
Ooh, yeah.
Right? Because, you know, they're doing the toy hauler thing. You know, they've got the travel trailer kind of gig going.
Yeah.
But maybe we do that. Maybe we get him like apron.
An apron that says she wears the pants.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. So, anyway, we know what AJ's getting for his birthday.
Woo.
Right on. Okay, so, what else? So last week you kind of brought up this whole new canoe thing. Is that still going on?
Yeah. So with the new canoe memes, they have not subsided. They're still there. They're still going on.
I looked at a little bit of it. I mean, I get too wrapped into it because I just refuse to. But I guess from the sounds of it, and I may be wrong, but it looks like they're hurting and they're kind of having their team go and post stuff on every possible site known to man. But hey. That is what it is. It's a tough market right now. The hashtag the struggle is real. So anything else we got coming up this weekend?
Honestly, I have no clue.
None? Well, shit. So you didn't even prepare, like, hey, here's the events coming up this weekend?
No, I prepared. It was just the results from last weekend.
Oh, crap. Well, let's just say there's an event at Lake Belton in Texas.
Okay.
That's I know.
Yeah.
There's another one. So you got the Lake Belton event. Coming up, that one that should be good. I mean, it's I'm anxious to see if Chris Payne shows up and fishes because that's his backyard.
Yeah.
So he fishes there all the time. That'd be a good one for him to go hit up.
Very
and then what's
see
that?
Him, very interesting to see him fish that. See how he will do.
Right. And then I know, you know, we talked about last week. ICAST is rolling. I think we're going to start seeing stuff leak out as far as that goes. You know, product. We talked about that already. But outside of that, dude. I don't really have crap to talk about.
Well, we have Lake Belton Trail.
I just brought that up.
Speaking of New Canoe, it's sponsored by New Canoe. And then we have the Upper Chesapeake Trail as well, sponsored by Dakota Lithium.
Alrighty.
And from then on, there's nothing.
Yeah, and I know the Hobie Bass Open's got a St. Clair event coming up. That should be rocking as well. St. Clair, we're going
to
put that on our list.
We need to go.
Yep, we're just going to have to go.
Yep,
exactly. So outside of that, bud, I don't really have anything else to hit on this week. I mean, it's been a pretty quiet week. I've been busy, you've been busy. We're you know, playing construction stuff around here, but
how about that Dave interview?
Oh shit, the Dave
interview. We've been saving that for months.
That's true. We did that like in January. Well, what the hell?
We'll just drop that in.
Wanna drop it in?
I'll just drop it in right
here. So, okay, we'll drop it in here. So here's the deal. Here's the skinny. We did an interview with Dave from Cal Coast Fishing. Back in January.
The man himself.
The man himself. I mean, this is a guy that comes up with a lot of this product. He's the man behind the scenes. You know, and he honestly doesn't give two squirts of rat piss about being interviewed, about having his face in the limelight, all that stuff. So sitting him down was entertaining, to say the least. Yeah. So without any further ado, here's a long overdue interview with Dave. Thanks again for tuning in. Enjoy it. Coming up, we've already got it in the can. Not that he's in the can, but it's in the can. The episode with Corey Dreyer. That'll be next week. Stay tuned.
Sitting down with Dave Romanis from Cal Coast Fishing. Dave, appreciate the time. Let me ask you, so for people that don't know much about you, you know, as the face kind of behind the scenes at Cal Coast,
yeah.
What's your background?
It's a lot of things. I mean, I was property manager, construction.
Okay.
For a lot of the time. Got into, you know, fishing and tournament fishing. Came out with one product, the bait sack. I was screwing around with it.
Right.
And me and my buddy, and I started playing around with it more, putting it together. And I figured, hey, man, me and my buddy goes, hey, you should start, you know, maybe selling these things.
Right.
You know? And so I did. I screwed around and started getting some traction, blah, blah, blah. They start selling. So, and then I started thinking of other products because I had a lot of ideas from fishing, going out there and sort of the needs, what was out there and what wasn't out there. So I just started thinking of more products, and that's pretty much how it went. It just sort of has taken off from there.
So how many years has that taken in the process?
About not that long. I mean, 5 or 6, you know, bass fishing.
Right.
5 or 6 years.
But so still, I mean, so you put the 5 or 6 years on top of that 3. I mean, you're looking at 9 years.
9 years.
Yeah, nine
exactly.
years all in.
Yep.
Okay. And you said your background's in construction.
Construction. Yep.
Whereabouts?
Santa Barbara.
Okay. So Santa Barbara area.
Yep. Property management.
Okay.
Yep.
And my daughter went to UC Santa Barbara,
okay.
So I know the area. All right.
Yep.
Right on. So is that where you're originally from?
I'm originally from down south in Costa Mesa.
Okay.
Born and raised in Costa Mesa.
I mean, the irony, you know, for me is, I grew up in Texas. And,
yep.
You know, then transplanted military-wise. But the always interesting spot for me is how many, like, hardcore bass guys we have in a salt-predominant world. I mean, what was the closest lake to you growing up?
Closest lake growing up to me down there was probably... my home lake was Casitas,
right,
in Ventura County.
Okay.
Casitas and then Kachuma. So those were probably the lakes that I fished.
Okay. You know? Yeah, but I mean, but it's not like, you know, a lot of guys I know, like in the South, you know, Tennessee, I mean, you can pull over to the side of the road and go fish.
Not like that
we don't,
down
but
there.
We just don't have that capability in Southern California.
Nope.
And I've always found it very interesting, the guys that come out of Southern California that are such good fishermen and have to put the time in for those drives. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, you start getting into the tournament game, your tournaments are north?
A lot of travel.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of travel.
A lot of travel time,
okay.
For sure.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're sitting here at ISC here in Sacramento. I've got a chance to play with this new battle box you got coming out.
Yep.
I love the product. I love, you know, you and I have had time to talk on the side. But where did this idea come from? I mean, is this something you're just like sitting around, poof, epiphany, oh, check this out, it'd be great, or?
No, I mean, I rely a lot on my staff. I think I got one of the best staffs in the business, and one of my staff members, Frank Adams, came to me, and he said, Dave, I got an idea for, you know, storing terminal tackle. And I said, well, what is it? He goes, just using those little pop-tops, blah, 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 you know, the pop-top containers. And I thought about it, and I says, I didn't like it at first. I started thinking about it after he told me about it. I didn't like it at first.
Yeah.
I said, nah, I don't really care for that. Started thinking about it a couple days later. I called him back up, and I said, Frank, I've been thinking about it. I actually love it, man. You know, I'm going to work with it. I'm going to put something together, you know, a prototype. So that's pretty much how it went. You know.
And how long has it taken from prototype to product on the market?
Ooh. That's a good question. It's been a challenge. This product has been my toughest challenge yet.
Okay.
It's taken a couple years.
Okay.
You know, I had a problem with tooling with the first runaround, so I had to switch factories up and finally got it right. And now we got this box out.
Okay, got it. Well, I mean, I'll tell you, you know, I got a chance to play around with this thing yesterday. I've had a chance to talk to some guys that have them, mm-hmm. that got them, and absolutely love them. I'm ready to like put it through its paces, but you know, I threw the box around last night with stuff inside of it just to see, okay, are these things going to fall out? You know, that's always the deal. You turn the box upside down and you're screwed. It's all over. Your terminal tackle is no longer organized.
Right.
And it beat the abuse test. Now that's me, you know, throwing stuff around at the Holiday Express, pissing people off below me. But
you stayed at the Holiday Express?
Yeah. Well, you know, right. I always need that line. You know, right. That way, you know, are you a doctor? No, but I stayed at the Holiday Express last night. I always like that one liner. I typically stay there, and that actually kind of, I mean, quick piece of that story is they've got this damn pancake machine. You just press enter, and that thing craps out like two pancakes in a minute.
Yep.
And so when Jake was little and he was traveling with me doing, you know, when we started doing the tournament gig, he's like, it had to be at Holiday Express because I got the pancake machine. So
there you go.
You know, we've just kind of we've stuck with that.
Yep.
So I mean, how's the initial, you know, comments, thoughts, people that have had these things? How's that initial, now that these things have just kind of hit the market? I mean, they've been out for what, weeks? Maybe
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
I'm not.
Think?
You know, I should know this.
I see these things running. I mean, look, I've been over to another booth working, and I've got people running around with, check this out, and I just started laughing because I'm like, oh, okay, I've seen it.
Right.
Yada yada.
Right.
But there's a lot of guys that here that have picked them up.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We had a really good reception of these at the ISC show here.
Right.
Tackle Warehouse has them. It's not out there a lot, obviously, because we just got them out, but. I think the more people use them, the more people show that, hey, how they're configuring these things, because it's, you could do it in so many ways. I think it's going to be good. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, kudos on a product. I mean, I know you've also got some things that are coming to even
always
further add.
Always
to this
have
box.
Things coming,
and
man.
And I love the fact that I'm not going to let that cat out of the bag, because that's for you to do.
Yeah. But, thank you.
I think that
you're a good man.
The virtual, well, at least this morning. It's a Sunday, right?
Exactly.
You got to have a good day of the week.
Things can change.
The fact that you've already got some of this versatility going, you are looking forward. Some of the things that I know CalCoast has coming out in the future. This is just, quite frankly, it's just going to be a stepping stone for you. This is an awesome product. I'm looking forward to really getting some on the water testing time.
Yeah.
I already told you I'm gonna put a full dive test on this thing. I already know it repels water great. It's got a great waterproof seal. That thing's tight.
Right.
And it's, like I said, I chunked this thing around the room last night, and it didn't even blink. It just kind of like, I felt like it was looking back at me going, yeah, and next.
Well, good.
Go bustle up. You know?
That's a good thing coming from a military guy, so.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? You know, that's the deal. It's either me, I do it. I've got a buddy of mine that, you know, I refer to as Shrek, but he's the bull in the china shop.
Yep.
You know, or I just give it to my 16-year-old, and it takes care of it.
There you go.
So what else? I mean, you know, we've talked about this. We've talked about your background. What else is, I mean, for the kayak fisherman, because this show's about kayak stuff, what else do you have out there that really fits into that marketplace that's different than other things out there?
The Donkey Leash number, product-wise, you're talking about?
Product-wise.
Donkey Leash is, I mean, I made that just for you guys.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you've got it, you've now lengthened the leash up some, I've noticed. I love the thing. I mean, I've made the shift. I was using another product.
Yep.
And just did not like all the hassle that went with it.
Right.
And then Eric last year turned me onto that Donkey Leash. And Samuel said, bro, just go try it.
Yep.
And I did. And it's one of those things I've had a few. I'm like, okay, let me go buy a couple more and hand it to people. Like, stop, just use this.
Exactly.
So it's a fantastic product.
Yeah, we lengthened the original clip and coil clips on them.
Right.
We no longer make those clips. We retooled and now we only make the 2.0 clips.
Okay.
So we put that on the new Donkey Leash, the clip, and we also lengthened the lanyard.
Right.
We made it long, but we also include a wire crimp in there, so you can customize it to whatever length you need. Easily just clip it off, create your own loop, crimp it down, and you're good to go.
Okay. So awesome.
That's the improvement on it.
And then, look, you got to tell me about this rod mule deal. I mean,
I don't have any to show you.
I know. Sold out. So here's the thing. I'm going to tell you. So I had one guy. I think you know James Snyder. So
yes, I do.
James is like, oh, you got to have this. It's just nonstop. Shut up. Yep. I don't want to hear it. Yep. Greg Blanchard's running around with one.
Yep.
And it's one of those things. I'm out fishing with these guys, and Jake and I are dealing with our rods, and it's just, and James is like slinging his over his back, like, see, if you had this, bro, you wouldn't have the problem. He's got his, I mean, he just straps it. It's locked down in the boat, in the back of his truck. I'm like, okay, shut up. So where did that whole thing come from?
I mean, that's my favorite product.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's my favorite product. It just came from just the need for, actually, me and a buddy of mine, Mike Coleman, were fishing a tournament down at the California Delta.
Okay.
And there's these overhangs where, you know, the docks are.
Oh, yeah.
And people are carrying down their rods in underneath their arm.
Done it, yeah.
And they're all over the place, and we just go.
The tips start separating.
Exactly. Yeah, they then start you break fanning one off. Out, yep. And we go, hey, man, we need something to carry these rods and reels down there. Yeah. So we just started, I just started messing around with things. I mean, that's kind of something that I'm sort of good at.
Has that always been your deal?
Yeah.
I mean, for you personally, though, right? Because I think it takes a certain little creative mind.
Yeah.
Is it just the problem solving piece? Is it the construction piece?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's a little bit of both because doing prototypes, construction comes in and all that stuff. But yeah, it's a little bit of both for sure.
So you're used to that problem solving?
I think so. Most of the time.
That keeps you up at night.
I don't like to, you know, I don't pat myself on the back a lot, you know.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah, and I know you don't. I mean, that's one of those things. All the times you and I've spoken, it's always the credit for, you know, whether it's the new Torque Minnow that's coming out with Eric. And a variety of other things. And I love that about what you do is it's always, hey, look, these are the guys that are doing the stuff. These are the guys that come up with ideas. I'm pushing it to the end. I'm gonna take it.
Exactly. I mean, the guys on staff with me, they're on the water all the time. I don't get to fish anymore.
Right. How is it that works?
It's just crazy.
It's absurd.
You get in the fishing industry. Right. I heard that.
Yeah.
They say, "Hell, you get in the fishing industry, you're not gonna fish anymore." And I start laughing. It's stone cold true. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I don't literally do not fish anymore. So, I listen to my guys because I think I got the best group of guys out there.
Right.
And they're always, and I listen to the pros and cons and all that stuff. And I try to take the best of both worlds and go from there, you know, so.
Right. Okay. And so what type of construction? I mean, do you do that at all anymore?
No, I don't do it anymore.
No.
It was a lot of it was property management, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
So, you know.
Were you?
Well, I wasn't a general or anything like that.
Okay, but property manager. But you still got to go and problem solve.
Exactly.
A variety of things, and so this is just kind of your niche from the fishing perspective.
Yep.
All right. So anything? I mean, you know, for the audience that you know that is taking the time to listen to this thing that you think really sticks out about Cal Coast that's different than anybody else.
That's what we try to do. We try to bring out products that are unique and innovative and actually solve problems, you know, and simple. I like to try to keep things as simple as possible. I think that's always the best.
Well, I think you've done that. I mean, from the Cali Clip, which is just another great, I mean, it's a very...
That's another product that I think is awesome.
Right,
I mean,
but it's very low-key.
It's very low-key.
I mean, and how many people have actually looked at that thing? And for the people that are listening to the show, we're going to have some Cali Clips to send out. That'll be in the show notes. Dave's also given us a discount code. That will be in the show notes as well. So a few of those little things in there for Cal Coast that are working out. But, Dave, I'll tell you what, man, bro, I'm stoked for you. I love the direction you guys are going. You know, you and I have had a chance to talk offline, so I know about some other things that are coming down the pipe, which I'm incredibly stoked for. It's going to take the fishing community, period, by storm. And there's another little products that the Kayak guys are going to be tripping out over. And I'm looking forward to it, man. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for everything you do. And listening to the anglers. I mean, for me, that's the important thing.
I think that's the only way. I mean, that's the only way to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It totally is. So
you'd be surprised, though, that those
I know.
That don't.
You know? I hear that.
Right.
I hear that.
We deal with that a lot. So
Absolutely.
It's great. But thanks again. I appreciate it. We'll spend some more time hanging out here at the show. But for all those tuning in for the Kayak Bass Fishing Podcast, thanks for listening. I may or may not edit this part out. Hell, I don't know. But at the end of the... Yeah, see, that's... Just, I don't know. But anyway, Dave, thanks again.
All right, brother.
We'll get this stuff rolling.